Jackson Ruler, my tool is Johnny Douglas. He's 91. He was at a McDonald's drive-thru in Richmond, Indiana, just a couple of days ago. And the guy in front of him, Philip Bailey, by the way, not to be confused with the Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who did a famous duet with Phil Collins, Easy Lover. Philip Bailey was just taking too long, man. It's like, come on, dude. What's up? You know when you're behind somebody who's taking a long time to drive through, it's like, dude, how much stuff are you getting, dude?
I hate that.
Why don't you just go inside and get it if it's going to take you that long? Johnny yelled at this dude, come on, hurry up with your food.
The guy didn't like it, huh?
Philip yelled back at him, threw a drink at him.
Oh.
So Johnny pulled out a gun.
Oh, no.
He shot at Philip Bailey.
Luckily, the bullet didn't hit anybody. Police showed up, arrested Johnny for criminal recklessness, pointing a loaded firearm at another person. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's in trouble. And so, yeah, he's a tool. But I have to say, man, when you're 91 years old, you know how much time you got left? You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to spend it in the drive-thru.
You got to do stuff fast. Got to get as much in as you can.
My tool is Gary Tebow. He's a transient who had squatted. You know, that's where you take up residence in a place that you don't own.
Tim Tebow's father?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. He was squatting in Gerald Connor's house in Houston, Texas. The reason he was able to do this while Gerald still lived in the house was because Gerald was a hoarder. And he couldn't even access all the rooms in his 5,500-square-foot home.
So it was plenty of places to hide.
Yeah. Gary had entered somehow through the outside wall, and with so much at home, he had a whole setup going. He had a bed and a dresser, all his stuff. It was totally not known to Gerald that Gary was even there. So last Tuesday, Gary brings home a barbecue grill, lights it.
Inside?
Yeah, he pulls it in through the outside wall. In, you don't light a barbecue no. grill in the house. But then he did something even worse. He got called away, left the house, and the barbecue grill lit Gerald's house on fire. When the firefighters showed up, they couldn't even get through the house because of the hoarding, and the whole home was a total loss.
Hoarding problem solved.
Gerald has issues for sure, but Gary, he's a complete tool.